your buyer and his money. You know, your buyer becomes quite funny when it comes to the decision time and to exchanging you money for the product or service or whatever the pitch is. It's as if the money somehow identifies the individual, or that they feel they'll be different once they give it to someone else. When it comes to actually parting with money, people can act quite strange and start making excuses. They generate odd stories even, and may even possibly alter the truth a bit. Maybe you've noticed this. The trained professional knows how to stay in the transaction, in the deal. He knows how to handle the objections, knows how to handle the stalls, knows how to persist, and can do so without ever appearing to pressure anyone. It's even funnier when you consider that most people aren't even giving you money. They're merely transferring numbers from a bank account to some other bank account. In most cases, they aren't even paying for it. Someone else is. It's called credit. But they say, oh, I can't afford this. Well, of course you can't afford it. That's why we have banks. That's how you handle it. Man, I sure like this. I love this. I want this. I like the idea. But I can't afford it. Well, of course you can. Who can? No one can, man. That's why we have banks. That's why people borrow money. I've had many people tell me that my price was too high, and it wasn't even their money. I've talked to boards where I have three people that can't even write a check, tell me, oh, it's too much money. Then I actually got the actual money guy, the actual decision maker, the principal. He gets involved. I pitch my deal. I present my proposal. I tell him what my solution is. I sell my product. He looks at me and says, how much? I tell him how much, and he says, okay, let's do it. Never, ever brought up price, but his henchmen did. See, some of the most difficult buyers I've ever had that I've been involved with later thanked me profusely for hanging in there with them, working through these price issues, these decision-making issues, these fears that people have about money, and helping them make the right decision. Love your product. Love your service. Love your customer, and love yourself enough to learn how to hard sell. If you need some help handling these price objections, payments, budgets, decision makers, you should get my other audio program on closing called The Closer's Almanac. It is a lethal arsenal of technology that will change your life about how to stay with the money, handle the objection, not discount your price, maybe even be more expensive than everybody else on the street or that compares to you, and still get a deal. Okay, here's a little thing you want to learn.